Mekadesh Chatzi Isha. It's a tough sugya, there's a lot there, but the key to any Lumbish sugya is really to take it slowly, to develop the sugya slowly from the Gemara, to see the Rishonim, and to see how things progress, and then hopefully we'll be able to get a deep havon in the sugya. It all begins with the Gemara and the Zayin at the two dots. Omar Rava, Skachili Lechetzia Mekudeshes. Chetzich Mekudeshes Li Eina Mekudeshes. Rava has this statement that he distinguishes between two cases of Chatzi Kiddusha. That Iskachili Lechetzia, if the man says you should be Mekudeshes to half of me, that works. But Chetzich Mekudeshes Li doesn't work. Amalei Abaye LeRava Maishna Chetzich Mekudeshes Li Deina Mekudeshes Isha Amar Achmana Velo Chatzi Isha Hachanami Isha Amar Achmana Velo Chatzi Ish. So Frekta Abaye Maishna, what's the difference between Iskachili Lechetzia and Chetzich Mekudeshes Li? It's both a Chatzi Kiddushin, Chatzi Kiddushin in the man or Chatzi Kiddushin in the woman. It says Ish and Isha Yikach Ish Isha. So if you can't have a Chatzi Isha, you shouldn't be able to have a Chatzi Ish either. How can you be Mekadesh a woman to half of you? Just like you can't be Mekadesh half a woman, you shouldn't be able to Mekadesh a woman to half of you. Amalei, so Rebbe responded, no, it's not similar. Hachi hashta, hasa mitzvah lebetrei lo chazya. Elagavra mi lo chazya lebetrei. A woman can't marry two people, but a man can marry two wives, minat Torah. Hachi kama ladibeina leminsev achriti nesivna. What the person means to say is that if I want to marry another wife, then I should be able to do so. So Hiskachili Lechetzia says Rava that works. Because Hachiko Amala La Vibaina Laminsavakriti Nasivna. But Chetzich Mekudeshes Li doesn't work because it's Lebetrei Lo Chazya. It's basically what the Gemara says. But the Havamina, the Kasha of the Gemara is that maybe we should say that Chatzi Ish and Chatzi Ish are the same. It does say Ish and Ish in the Pasuk. So if Chetzich Mekudeshes Li is Eina Mekudeshes, then Hiskachili Lechetzia should also be Eina Mekudeshes. Kamash Malan, no, there's a difference between man and woman. Since it's Itzalabay Trelo Chazia, Chetzech Mekudeshes doesn't work, but the Gavra can marry more than one wife, so he can be Mekadesh the woman for half of him. What does that mean? Let's go deeper. Try to understand what the Gemara really is saying. So Rashi over here says what? Itzalabay Tre, Lehinasi Lahem Efsher, Hilka Chaylo Kodesh Ela Palga, Lechetzia Nishala Acher, Imkein Eina Mekudeshes Lozeh. Says Rashi, what is Rava responding? He's saying Chetzich Mekudesh Li doesn't work because it's Lebetrei Lo Chazia. She can't marry two people. Lehinasi Lohem I Efsher. Therefore, what? Hilkach Hai Lo Kodesh Ela Palga Lechetzia Nisher La Acher. She can't marry two people. So therefore, what's this person doing? He says Chetzich Mekudesh Li. What does that mean? So obviously, he doesn't mean to say that he's just allowing her to marry someone else, because that doesn't make any sense. What he really wants to do is he wants to be Mekadesh Chetzia. Now she seems to be saying that Chetzich Mekudeshes Li means that he's Mishayer B'Kinyono. Mishayer B'Kinyono. Nishar L'Achem. He's not Kona her completely. He's only being Kona half of her. He's Mishayer B'Kinyono, and that's the problem. The problem is, if he's Mishayer B'Kinyono, he's leaving out part of the Isha, then that doesn't work. Chatzi Isha, right? He can't be Mekadesh Chatzi Isha because he's Mishayer B'Kinyono. It's not that he means to be Mekadesh to allow her to marry someone else. That doesn't make any sense. So his Lashon of Chetzich Mekudesh Li must mean that he really only wants to marry half of her. So if he's Mishayer B'Kinyono, then that's not going to work. That's how Rashi learns. And it seems to be the way that the Riazokin learns as well. Let's look at the Riazokin on the side over here. What does he say? Isha, ki ikach ish isha, lo chazya, the eshes ish asura la'achem, the havalei kemanda omer hiskachi li ula'achem. Eshes ish asura la'achem, so when he says chetzich mekudeshes li, it says, if he's saying hiskachi li ula'achem. Unclear exactly what he means by that. Let's read on. Avoki Omer Lechetziai Zok the Riazokim. But if he says Iskachili Lechetziai, then Isratzes V'Nasan Lekezav Ushtar Mekudeshes. Why? Lo Ratzal Lomer She'en Loba She'en Labo Ela Hachetzi. That the woman is only Mekudeshes to half of him. Ela Ratzal Lomer Hol V'Harishus B'Yadi Likachi Shacheres Ekochena V'Tia Ishti At Vacheres. How's the Riazokim understanding the Gemara? Skachili lechetziai, there, since gavra lebetrei chazia, a person can marry two wives, at least on a daraisa level. So we reinterpret his statement. Skachili lechetziai doesn't mean that I want you to be mekudesh, it's only half of me. All he means to say is that you and someone else can be mekudeshes to me. I want to be able to marry someone else. We're reinterpreting his words. Since gavra chazia lebetrei, since a person can marry two women, when he says it's kachili lechetziai, we interpret his words that he's not being mishayer bekinyono. He's not being mekadesh the woman only lechetziai. But rather, what he really means to say is that he should have the option to marry another woman. But by chetzich mekudeshesli, we can't reinterpret his words and say he meant something different. It's not going to help. It's a lebetrei lo chazia. She can't marry two people. So she can't marry two people. What does he mean? He must mean, I want to be mekadesh only half of you. He must mean a shir b'kinyana. By the gavra, if he says it's kachili lechetzia, so then it doesn't have to be a shir b'kinyana. It doesn't have to mean chatzi-ish. It could mean that he just wants to be able to marry another wife. So that's fine. He can marry two wives, so then that's going to be chal. L'chetzich mekudeshesli, that couldn't mean that he wants to leave open the option that she can marry someone else, because that doesn't make any sense. She can't marry someone else. So it must mean that he really wants to be mekadesh only chetzia. He's mishayer b'kinyano. Softeri azokein. That doesn't work. That doesn't work, and that's why eina mekudeshes. But this seems to be what Rashi is learning as well, even though he doesn't plug in the other tzad. He doesn't talk about the chatzi ish case. But in chatzi isha, he does say that since she can't marry two men, so hilka chai lo kodesh ela palga, the lashon of the Gemara means that since she can't marry two people, therefore we interpret his words to mean chetzich mekudeshes li mamish, that he's mekadesh chetzia, he's mekadesh half of her. The chetzia nishar la'achar, and he's leaving out half, meaning he's mishar b'kinyano. We have to interpret his words that he's mishar b'kinyano, and Rashi is assuming that doesn't work. Isha merachmana v'lo chatzi isha means that you can't be mishar b'kinyano. You can't be mishar in your kinyan in the woman. You have to be kohen as much as you can. But by chatzi ish, you don't have to say he's mishar b'kinyano, because you can interpret his words to mean that he just wants to be able to marry more than one wife. What emerges from the Riyaz Zokin and Rashi is that, let's say the guy would tell the woman, I want you to be mekudeshes lechetzai velo lekula. Right? I want you to be mekudeshes dafka teyefavi. See, if he says it's kachali lechetzai, we're reinterpreting the words. He doesn't mean lechetzai. He really means you should be mekudeshes to me, but I should still be able to marry someone else. Let's say he says bedafka, I want you to be mekudeshes lechetzai velo lekula. The kulai, whatever the word would be. Not to all of me. I want you to be mekadesh dafka to half. But he explains it in such a way that we know he wants to be mekadesh the woman only for half of him. Would that work? According to the Riyaz Zokin and Rashi, it shouldn't work. Because that's a shir b'kinyana. It's no different than isha. Right? If isha merachmana v'lo chatzi isha merachmana v'lo chatzi isha. L'chor, if he says b'feirish, I want you to be mekadesh only to half of me, that shouldn't work, because he can't be mishar b'kinyana. And it would appear that there really is no difference between Isha and Ish. It's just a function of how we can interpret his words. By Isha, we can't interpret his words that he means that you should be able to marry someone else, because that doesn't work. So we have to interpret his words literally, that he wants to be mekadesh only half of her. So if he's mishayer b'kinyano, it's not going to work. By Ish, we can reinterpret his words that he means, I want to be able to marry more than one wife. And that's okay. Right? If we were to say he meant pedafka lechetzia, dafka lechetzia, then that's no different than isha. He's also mishayer b'kinyano. That wouldn't work, because we can reinterpret his words to mean that he just wants to be able to marry another wife. Then in such a case, it'll be mekudeshes. Then.
Does the Rizal imply that if a man doesn't say marry half of me, then he can't marry someone else?
No, I don't think the Riyaz Zokin means that. He can't mean that, because it happens to be true that he can always marry someone else.
Right.
So whether he says it or not, it shouldn't matter. In fact, that's the Ritzvah's kasha. Why does he have to make such a tonight?
Right.
He's always allowed to marry as many women as he wants. Right. So we'll talk about it. We'll get to that. That's a good kasha, but we'll get there. This is one approach to the sugya. Comes the Rambam and turns the sugya on its head. The Rambam doesn't think he's turning the sugya on its head, but he gives a totally different interpretation. If you read the Rambam Kipshuto, and you just you're just overwhelmed by the sugya, so then you'll say, oh, the Rambam is just saying pshat, he's just reading the Gemara, he's just quoting the Gemara. But if you listen to the words of the Rambam, you get the ring of the Rambam, it's not the Riyaz Zaken in Rashi. It's different. It's different. The Rambam in Uchas Ishas Paragimel Halacha Tez says as follows. Ha'omer le'isha eskachi lechetziai harezim mechudeshes. Ha'lamoze doma la'omer lo tehi ish di atvacheres. Shenimtze she'en lo elachati ish. Pretty innocuous Rambam. Seems like a pretty innocuous Rambam. The man tells the woman eskachi lechetziai mechudeshes. That's the Gemara. Says the Rambam, ha'lamoze doma la'omer lo tehi ish di atvacheres. Eskachi lechetziai is like telling the woman, you should be married to me and I should be able to marry someone else. And in such a case, she only has chatzi ish, you know, multiple wives. Yaakov Avinu had four wives, right? So each one had a quarter. I mean, they all had all of him, but, right, it's like a chatzi ish. Avlim omar chetzich mekudeshes, li says the Rambam, eina mekudeshes, she'eni she'achas ru'uya l'shnayim. One woman is not roi for two people, so if he says chetzich mekudeshes, it doesn't work. So the Rambam just quotes the halachas in the Gemara, right? It's got you l'chetzich mekudeshes. Chetzech mekudeshes li ainu mekudeshes, and he mentions the other options, right? He says iskachi lechetziah is like tehi ishti atvacheres. Chetzech mekudeshes li ainu shachas ruuy l'shnayim. Is Rav really saying anything different than the Riyaz Zaken and Rashi? The answer is he is saying something different. If you think about it for a moment, he really is saying something very different, because he doesn't tell you that the reason why iskachi lechetziah mekudeshes is because we interpret his words to mean tehi ishti atvacheres. That's not what he says. He doesn't say because we can reinterpret his words, then we say he doesn't really mean lechetzia. That's not what the Rambam says. He says lemaze dome. What is this similar to? Tehi ishti atvacheres. It doesn't say that we can reinterpret his words. That really, if he were to say "iskachi lechetziai v'lo lekulai," you're mekudeshes only to half of me, not to all. Eina mekudeshes. It's just if we reinterpret his words to mean that I want to be able to marry more than one woman, then you're going to be mekudeshes. That's not what the Rambam says. He makes an equation. He says "iskachi lechetziai is mekudeshes," and it's similar to a case where he says that he is the atvacheres. And in the second case as well, chetzich mekudeshesli, what does the Rambam say? He says, chetzich mekudeshesli, eina mekudeshes, she'eni she'achas ru'uya l'shnayim. It sounds like he's giving the tam hadavar. Why do I say, isha merachmana v'lo chatzi isha? Why is it that you can't be mekadesh chatzi isha, according to the Rambam? Because she's eina ru'uya l'shnayim. It's not because you can't be mishayir b'kinyono. It's not because you have to acquire a full wife. No, it's that it's not shayach to acquire half the wife because thus meant that she can marry someone else. Acquiring half a wife would mean that you're leaving open the option that she can marry someone else, and that's not true. So the fact that you can't marry chatzi isha, what's the time of the krah? The Rambam seems to be giving a time of the krah. That isha marachmana b'lo chatzi isha, because isha achas eina ru'uya l'shnayim. It's not shayach to marry shnayim. That's the tam adavar. And similarly in the ratio of the Rambam, iskachi lechetzia, why can you be mekadesh and isha lechetzia for chatzi ish? That's because halamaze dome, it's because if you were to say tehi ishti atvacheres, mekudeshes, because there's no problem. Because she could be mekudeshes because he can be mekadesh to women. He could marry two women. The Rambam is not saying iskachi lechetzia mekudeshes because you reinterpret his words. He doesn't mean lechetzia. No, even if he means lechetzia mekudeshes, because since a man can marry two women, is there a problem of being mishayir b'kinyano? No, the Rambam says there's no idea of shir b'kinyano. The chilek between isha as opposed to ish, chatzi ish and chatzi isha, the chilek is whether it's shayach for a man to marry two women, is it shy for a woman to be married to two men? That's the whole chilek. And that chilek applies whether we reinterpret his words or we don't reinterpret his words. The Rambam assumes that hiskachi lechetziah mekudeshes because there's no problem with the woman being mekudeshes only to half the man. Because that just means that he can marry another woman. So even if he were to According to the Rambam, even if he said iskachi lechetzia velo lekula, dafka lechetzia, does that work or not? According to the Rambam, you get the impression it does work. Lechetzia mamish. According to the Riyazokan and Rashi, that's not going to work, because if he's mishaya b'kinyano, ainu mekudash es bein b'chatzi ish bein b'chatzi isha. The only reason why chatzi ish works is because we reinterpret his words that he doesn't mean lechetzia. He just means I want to leave open the option. But if he says lechetzia mamish dafka, interpret my words literally, the Riyazokan and Rashi would say that doesn't work because he's mishaya b'kinyano. It's a sheer b'kinyon. He's not allowing the woman to be acquired to all of him. That's a sheer b'kinyono. According to the Riyazokin and Rashi, that's a problem. He can't be mishay b'kinyono. The Rambam says there's no problem of sheer b'kinyono. Who said this? Is it saying the Gemara sheer b'kinyono? No. There's no problem of sheer b'kinyono. Iskachi lechetzia works because a man can marry two women. Chetzei doesn't work because a woman can't be married to two men. Two different approaches in the Rishonim and how to learn the Gemara. Nafkamina being, let's say a man says, "Iskachi lechetzia mamish, I want you to be mekudeshes only to half of me." According to the Riyazok and Rashi, that would not work because that's a shir b'kinyano. According to the Rambam, there's no problem of shir b'kinyano over here. The problem is that chetzei mekudeshes doesn't work because a woman can't be mekudeshes to two men, but iskachi lechetzia should work. Because Shia B'Kinyana was not an issue, he just leaves open the option. He leaves open the option that he can marry someone else. Question, Josh.
There's two things. One,
yes, but the Rambam doesn't say anywhere that we reinterpret his words when he says lechetzia, that he means to say, really it's not lechetzia, it's just I should have the option to marry another woman. He doesn't say such an idea. He just equates the two. So it sounds like even if he says lechetzia mamish, it works, because the two are equated. Lechetzia is the same thing as saying, harei ad ishti v'acheres, there's no difference.
And then, yeah. In terms of, if that works, even after,
so he says specifically lechetzia. I want chatzish. I'm a lamdan, and I want to be mekadesh you only to half of it. A new guy. I don't suggest doing this under the chuppah.
Right. So part of that is the safe of the gemara problem and part of the drama.
The lashon of the gemara.
Yeah.
Oh, so good. So let's plug it back into the gemara according to the Rama. According to the Riyazok and Rashi, the gemara reads very nicely. Think what the gemara says. Rafa's response: Hachi ashta hasa mitzvah betrei lechazi ela gavra mi lechazi betrei. Riyazokin and Rashi got the pshat from the Gemara, right? Because the Hachi Ka'amala sounds like this is what we interpret his statement to mean. He's not saying it's gachi lechetzia, but rather he's really saying I want the option, right? I want the option. How's the Rambam going to read the Gemara? The Chora, what the Rambam will say is it's domeh to this case. Not the Hachi Ka'amala literally. He didn't say that, meaning. Even if he said lechetzah velo lekulai, right? Even if he said lechetzah velo lekulai, it would be the same as saying dibeinu lemitzvah v'achriti nesivna. Maybe the Rambam holds that in a chanami, if he says lechetzah, we could reinterpret his words. But that doesn't mean that if he said lechetzah mamish, that wouldn't work. It would be dome to a situation where he says that dibeinu lemitzvah v'achriti nesivna. According to the Riyazok and Rashi, it's bedafka naka that we reinterpret his words. Only if we can reinterpret his words, then she'll be mekudeshes. But if he can't reinterpret his words, if he says lechetzia velo lekulai, ainu mekudeshes. According to the Rambam, you don't have to say that. You could say the Rambam is just saying hachi ka'amar la. Really, what iskachi lechetzia means is I want the options. There are options open to me. That's all iskachi lechetzia means. And even if he's Mishai B'Kinyano, so what? No one says Mishai B'Kinyano is a problem. It's more of a dinyan than our reinterpretation of the words of the Baal. Okay, Josh? Okay.
See. What does Chetzai mean? Like, what's the Nachman between...
To half of me.
Yeah, but what is it? What's the Nachman between him saying to half of me and being totally Mikudashis to him? For her? Like, is half of the Shibudim? He's only...
No. No, he's going to be chayv in all the shibudim because he has a full wife. He has a full wife, but in half of them. The question is, if he uses azal oshim, can that work in kiddushin? Lechetzem, does that work? That's exactly the point. According to the Riyazak and Rashi, that does not work. It says ish in the pasuk and not chatzi ish. So if he tries to create such, it's a strange thing. Why would a person do this? But okay, if he says such a loshin and he really means it seriously, according to the Riyazak and Rashi, she's not mekudeshes.
But the kiddushin is the same. Like what emerges.
The chalos of the kiddushin is going to be the same, but in the gavra it might be different. Okay. In the gavra it might be different. It's only in half of his body. But you say, but what's the difference? He has a full wife and half the body. Okay. It's a strange notion, right? But according to the Rambam, Efshem Kenzogin, that the Rambam holds it really would work. Right? It really would work, even in half of him, because there's no din that you can't be Mishar B'Kinyano. You can be Mishar B'Kinyano. But Isha, it's a problem because she's not Chazil Beitre. She's not Ru'uya L'Shnai. The Ritva asks a kash over here in the Gemara. The Ritva asks, why does the person have to make such a tanai? There's the Ritva. Hachi kamer di ba'ina l'mintz v'achriti nesiv neperish. Be'afagav di b'lav haitinah matzi oven hachi, v'kaim l'anos yodam kamer noshim v'hu di yochol l'mekem b'sipu kayum. The Gemara Yevamah says a person is allowed to marry multiple wives. We don't do that, right? The Chaim Rabbein of Gershon. We don't do that anymore. But Me'ikar Adin, Medina Daraisa, a person can marry multiple wives. The Gemara Yevamah says only if he can be Mekem B'Sipukai, if he can support them. He doesn't have the wherewithal to support them. It's not right. It's not right to marry a wife that you can't support. So Frakta Ritva, the Gemara says that Iskachi Lechetzia is Mekudeshes, because Hochi Ka'amar Leiba'ina Lemin Tzvachriti Nesivnam. Meaning, it sounds like Iskanchi Lechetzi is like a Tanai. Hareat Mekudeshesli, al menas that I should be able to marry another wife. That's what the Gemara is interpreting according to the Ritva. So, Frek the Ritva, what does he have to make the Tanai for? The Tanai is Toli Va'omet. Such a halacha exists. He doesn't have to make a Tanai. The halacha is in the Gemara. So why does he have to make a Tanai Beferish that he should have the option to marry someone else? So, Zok the Ritva, three answers. So first of all, she shouldn't complain to him. You know, if he only is Makari Shur and then he marries another wife, she'll complain that, you know, he's Machnis Atzora into the bias. It's not easy to have a co-wife. So she'll complain. So if he gives her the Tanai, if he says the Tanai up front, Lechetzia, so he's implying that he wants to be able to marry another wife, she's not going to have a tyromus against him. She's not going to complain against him because she knew up front. So if she accepts the Kiddushin, she knew up front that he might marry someone else. Adds the Ritva, v'zina dahani le'tanar k'gon d'lamotzi koi asipu kaya. Sometimes the Tanai is very relevant, because if he can't support her, mid'rabbanan, he's not allowed to marry multiple wives. So the Tanai allows him to marry the multiple wives, even if he can't support. Strange idea. It's really not the right thing to do. But the Tanai works. In such a case, you would need the Tanai, because he wouldn't be able to marry other wives, because there's a d'rabbanan, that if he can't support all the wives, then he shouldn't marry multiple wives. So in certain circumstances, the Tanai is not relevant. Inami ba'asu v'nehigi d'lo l'mimtsev el achada itzak yon elu ha'arotzo shel onu d'midina matzi ma'akfa le sholose isha acheres aleha. V'kevan shenogu b'kach adan inochi hintsev aleha ke'ilu hisnei simo dami. He says there are some lands where they taka don't marry more than one wife. So they don't marry more than one wife. That's the minhag ha'medina. So then he has to make the Tanai to be able to marry more than one wife. It's as if they were master that he's not going to marry more than one wife. So if he doesn't make a Tanai fakeret, he doesn't make a Tanai that he should have the option to marry other wives, then he doesn't have the option. Three answers. The kasha of the Ritva is, what does he need the Tanai for? What does he need the Tanai for? He's allowed to do it anyway, if he can support. So Zok the Ritva, first of all, he makes the Tanai so she shouldn't be kovela, she shouldn't complain. Secondly, there are certain instances in which he needs the Tanai. Like if he can't support, then really he's not allowed to marry multiple wives, but if he makes the Tanai, then he's allowed to. And thirdly, there are certain Medina, certain places where they don't marry more than one wife. So in such a case, he really has to make a Tanai that he should be able to marry more than one wife, because if not, then he doesn't have the option. Doesn't have the option because it's as if they were masna, since the minig of the Medina is not to marry more than one wife. It's as if It's as if they will masna that he won't. So then he's not allowed to unless he makes a special tonight. According to the Rambam, does the kasha of the ritva get off the ground? Charana. Right? The ritva is learning like whom? Yazak and Rashi. He's assuming that the reason why Skatshi Lechetze works is because we interpret his words to mean there's a Tanai. So Frek the Ritva, why does he need the Tanai? According to the Rambam, it's not about a Tanai. The Rambam is saying Skatshi Lechetze and the Kudeshes because there's no problem of Shir Bekinyana. The Rambam says Skatshi Lechetze and the Kudeshes because a man can marry multiple wives. He's not making a t'nai over here. He's stating a fact that she should be Mekadesh, as they have of him. To say that Hareyad Ishti V'Acheres. But he's not making a t'nai. According to the Rambam, that the whole kasha doesn't begin. The Ritva is clearly learning like the other Rishonim, that we reinterpret his words. If he says Lechetzia Mamish, then Taka Eina Mekadesh. Lechetzia Mamish Eina Mekadesh, according to the Riyaz Zokain and Rashi and the Ritva. We just reinterpret his words to mean that he wants to make a tana. The words bechlal, eskachi lechetzia mekudeshes. Even if he said lechetzia mamish velo lekuli, because he can marry more than one wife. So even if he says lechetzia mamish, then it's not going to work. Yes.
So how does the Rambam answer these three?
He doesn't need the three answers. The kasha of the ritva is why does he need the Tanai? The Rambam will say, he's not making a Tanai. Even if he says, I want you to be Mekudeshes Lechetze Mamish, the Kiddushin still Achal. The Kiddushin Achal, because he's allowed to marry multiple wives, and Shir B'Kinyano, according to the Rambam, is not an issue. So therefore, the Kiddushin is going to be Chal completely. Question? That's your hand up, Ilan? Two approaches to the Gemara, with the Nafkamina being, let's say he says, Eskachi Lechetzia Mamish. I want you only to be Mekudeshes Lechetzia, does that work? There's another Shita that seems to learn similar to the Rambam with a Kanech, a little bit of a difference, and that's the Raiva. That's the Raiva quoted by the Rashba. A little bit of a difference, but it comes down to the same thing. He's another Shita that holds that if the Baal really says, Eskachi Lechetzia Mamish, it's going to work, it's going to be Mekudeshes. A little complicated, so I peeled away a little bit of the Rashba. Like we're not learning Gittin, you know, Hasholeach. It's Chatzi Eved, Bechatzi Ben Chorin. Complicated sugis. But the basic Ravid we can get. What does the Ravid hold? Alter Gnami, Beinu Mitzvah Chitin Esiv, Nizab Rashba. Kosah, a Ravid, Ishla Me'utem, Mishachetzi Eved, Bechatzi Ben Chorin, Shekidesh. Da'osam Vaday, Habuchatzi Ish. Dr. Ravid, what does Iskatshi Lechetzia mean? Ravid says, Iskatshi Lechetzia, Hachi Ka'ama, Iba'inu Lemitzvah Achit in Esivna. So Iskatshi Lechetzia works, yeah? I Isha Marachman of Lochatzi Ish. That's the Ravid's kasha. What does Ish come to exclude? If it doesn't exclude Iskatshi Lechetzia, so Ish Lema'ute Mai. Because of the Ravid, Ish Lema'ute Mishachetzia Eve Vechetzia Ben Chorin. A new case. The Ravid assumes that yes, Ish does exclude a case, but not Iskatshi Lechetzia. It excludes a case where the man is a Chatzi Eved v'Chatzi Ben Chorin. Right? Let's say he was an Eved Knaini of two Shutfim, and one of the Shutfim freed him, but the other Shutfim didn't. So now he's a Chatzi Eved v'Chatzi Ben Chorin. Can he be Mekadesh and Isha? So the Ravid, maybe Kiikach Ish, comes to exclude this case of Chatzi Eved v'Chatzi Ben Chorin. That since it's not shayach for him to be Mekadesh her b'kulo, because he's a Chatzi Eved, and Kiddushin can't be Chal in the Chatzi Eved. So even in the Chatzi Ben Chorin, Isham Rachman, Avlo Chatzi Ish, someone that it's not shayach to have Kiddushin Bekulo, you can't have Kiddushin Bechatzi. That's how the Ravid learns the drush of Ish. That it's Mamai, Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chorin. But it's not Mamai, it's Chatzi Bechatzi. The Taka would work according to the Ravid. That would work according to the Ravid. So ask the Rashba and the Ravid, two kashas. I didn't even ask you to see both kashas. Let's just mention the simple kasha. There's a sofik in the Gemara in Gittin where the Chatzi Eved, the Chatzi Ben Chorin can be Mekadesh and Isha. Gemara on Daf Mem Gimel, we had part of this Gemara at the very beginning of the year. Right, we talked about Chatzi Shifra of the Chatzi Bas Chorin. Right? Chatzi Shifra of the Chatzi Bas Chorin, if she's Mekudesh, if someone's Mekadesher, so there's only an Issa Lav, right? There's no Issa Kores, The question is, if she accepts kedushin from someone else, does that work? Right? Do you say that the fact that Ein Kedushin tells him the Eishes Ish is because it's a Chiyuv Kares? Well, no, that she's already Knuya to one person, so Ein Kinyan Ad HaKinyan. Remember that? Ad HaMalur and the Pnei Yeshua. So that was the sugya on Daf Mem Gimel on the days in Gittin. But a Gamri Kedushin, a Paki Kedushin, you have a Chetze Shi... Okay, we're not going to confuse any one of you. So on the Omid Aleph over there, there's another Shail. That is where the Chatzi Eved, the Chatzi Ben Chorin can be Mekari Shanisha. So Frek the Rajma, I don't understand. This is a Sofik in the Gemara Gittin. According to the Raivid, the Gemara Gittin should have been Koshi the Sofik. Isha Marachwana Velo Chatzi Eved, the Chatzi Ben Chorin. Why did the Gemara say that? It sounds like Ish doesn't talk about this case. Ish is not coming to exclude such a case. Because if it were, so then the Gemara has a very simple answer. Gemara has an Ibayah, the low of Shita. It doesn't, it's not Poshet the Shaila from this Drosha. Why shouldn't it be Poshet the Shaila? Because there is a Kosov, according to the Raivid. The Rashi was very troubled with the Raivid. We'll get to more of the Raivid in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow. What's the pshat that the Raivid, that the Rashi offers? He disagrees with the Raivid. So how does he learn? He learns the Poshet pshat that we've been learning till then. He really says it beferish. What's the problem of chetzich mekudesh li? Because he's mishayer b'kinyanu. You can't interpret his words to mean that if you want to marry someone else, you should be allowed to. It's lebetrei lo chazia, because she can't marry someone else. Just skipping a little bit, the problem is that he's Mishayah B'Kinyono. He's marrying only Chatzi Isha, he's Mishayah B'Kinyono. That's the problem of Chetzi HaKudesh Esli. Ha'fliskachi L'Chetzi, Olav Mishayah B'Kinyono. D'achi Kamar Lo, Yibayin Elam Mitzvachriti Nesivna. What he really means to say is Yibayin Elam Mitzvachriti Nesivna. He doesn't really mean Iskachi L'Chetzi. Vehechi dami chatzi ish, kigod the mefarish law, lechatzi mamish velo lekuli. Zok the Rashbo, where's the case of ish of isham rachman of lo chatzi ish? He says lechatzi velo lekuli. If he says it beferish, the Rashbo seems to say, ain't a mekudashas. Isham rachman of lo chatzi ish, isham rachman of lo chatzi isha. It's not the zelba halacha. It's the same halacha. It's just the question is, what does he mean to say? If he really means to say that you should be Mekudeshes to only half of me, the Rashba says, Avada, ain't a Mekudeshes. Just like the Riyaz Zaken and the Ritva and Rashi. Why is this Kachi Lechetzi Mekudeshes according to Rava? That's because we reinterpret his words. But by Chatzi Isha, Chetzi Mekudeshes, we can't reinterpret his words. So then we're left, we're stuck by saying it's Mishayah B'Kinyanu, it doesn't work. That's the Chilik between the two. The Rashba says, no. Ish comes to exclude Chatzi Eved v'Chatzi Ben Chorin. He's not learning like the Rambam. Right? The Rambam doesn't have such a limu. But the Ravid would agree to the Rambam that if the only thing that's nismai from the word Ish is Chatzi Eved v'Chatzi Ben Chorin, what would be the din if he said Iskachi l'chetzi v'lo l'kuli, according to the Ravid? Would that work or not? Of course it would work. Right? The only thing that's nismai from Ish v'lo Chatzi Ish is Chatzi Eved v'Chatzi Ben Chorin. A case where it's not shayach to be Mekadesh B'Kulo. But if it's shayach to be Mekadesh B'Kulo, it's just he decides that he only wants to be Mekadesh or L'Chetzio, the Rabbi would say that works, just like the Rambam holds it works. They're not exactly the same, because according to the Rabbi, the Pasuk, the word Ish, Taka excludes Chatzi Eved v'Chatzi Ben Chorin. You don't get any impression from the Rambam that he holds like that. But they both agree fundamentally that the issue here is not Shir B'Kinyana. And that's why they both would say that if the Baal said to the woman, Iskachi L'chetzi Amamish, L'chetzi V'lo L'kuli, Mekudeshes. There's no reason to say that's not going to work, that she shouldn't be Mekudeshes, because they hold there's no problem of Shir B'Kinyana. Chetzi Mekudeshes Li is not a Shir B'Kinyana problem, it's that it doesn't work. Pasha doesn't work, because it means that she can marry someone else. But Iskachi L'chetzi, Taka would work. Taka would work. The Raiva just holds that there is a miut from Ish of Chatzi Eved v'Chatzi Ben Chorin. But in terms of Iskachi L'chetzi, he would Taka agree to the Rambam. Okay. Questions? Okay. We'll stop here. We'll continue our discussion tomorrow. And I'll just add a little bit...